Simon Lamed Vav. In the middle of Simon Lamed Vav, Ramchal has been taking us through by the hand, thinking about the idea of Yichud HaBori, the first major, major topic. What does it mean to not just to believe, to subscribe to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really to dig deeply into this idea. Yadata Yama Shivosa Alvecha, what is there to dig into? And that had been the question of Shama. Yeah, Oslam and Hey, Mavana Tshichel is straightforward. So now in Lamed Vav, Simon Lamed Vav, we've begun to dig in deeply. And the beginning of the analysis was to look at five non-Yichud HaBori positions, five erroneous positions, five mistaken approaches. We saw two erroneous approaches, two false approaches that are rooted in Avodah Zarah. And then the third false approach was sort of this popular, vulgar idea that the watchmaker paradigm that Kadosh Baruch Hu set the world up, but he's no longer involved, which Ramchal pointed out, either sends me to one of two extremes. Either I become fatalistic and just think like, oh, whatever, you know, life just happens and nature just runs and there's nothing I can do and I may as well just be passive, whatever happens, happens. Or I could say, well, nature just runs, no one's at the driver's seat, so I'd better do whatever I can to work the system to be matzliach. And so either it'll make me very active or very passive. Either way, those are two different lifestyles which are both rooted in the same mistake. The same mistake of thinking that Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the system is no longer involved. Then we come on page Tetzvav to the fourth mistaken notion. Hadas HaRevius, Hidas Goyei HaAretz. The approach of the non-Jews of the land. What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. Ta'omrim, Chati Yisrael, Ein Yishuasel B'lokim Selachas V'sham. They argue that because this is the classic Christian doctrine, that the Jews were the chosen nation, but now that we sinned, in their mind, our primary sin is not accepting Yeshu, but because of our sins, we lost our status as Am Segul. Kesef Nimas Kar'u Lahem. They take that pasuk Yirmiyahu out of context that we're unwanted silver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'char b'hem. This is the mistaken approach, number four. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen us. Nasan lehem b'chir b'yadam liyos tzadik marasham. And of course we have b'chir chafshus. V'heim yirshu lasos. And since the Christians claim that we, the Jews, were so evil, u'manu'u mimenu yizbarach kivayachol shiyuchal ha'itiva od lehem. That we rendered HaKadosh Baruch Hu unable to continue to be good to us. We forced Hashem to reject us. Kenyan Suri Ladacha Teshit. That line in Ha'azinu that records a mistaken approach that Jews had said, that Suri Ladacha Teshit, the way he's definitely translated that, he's obviously assuming it's the rock, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who birthed us, but Teshit, he's weak, he's forgotten, he's unable. Muhuch Rachel Azovo Sam Lachlifim Umacheras, Chasvichal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chas V'Shalom forced to swap us, to swap another nation in for us, because he was not able to save us because we had sinned so much. Now, the Ramchal is stressing in the way that he presents this fourth erroneous position. Ramchal is clearly stressing this notion that Christians are, the underlying assumption that Christians are coming with, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice. He kept saying that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forced to. He had no choice. He wasn't able to do good for us anymore because we had sinned so much. Now, that's obviously what he's driving at, is that what underlies this Christian position of our loss of Jewish status as Am Segula is rooted in a limited view of the power of Hashem. Right. Their fundamental toes, the fundamental mistake is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is limited, and you know, some certain things he just can't do. We did so many averus, we exercised our free will so much that he was no longer able to carry us as the Am Segula. Now we reject that as absurd. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Yachal. He may set certain standards, parameters for himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu may choose to generally have the world work according to a certain order, according to rhythms, patterns of math and physics, chemistry, and so forth, but that's Kadosh Baruch Hu's own decision. And this notion that even though Kadosh Baruch Hu promises Am Segula, he had no choice but to reject us, that's rooted in that. That's a fundamental lack of Yichud HaBoreh, to think that Kadosh Baruch Hu is limited. And Rachel closes out this fourth erroneous position by saying, Orach HaGolus Moreh L'Choral Zeh. The incredible length of the Golus, he's writing this in the early 1700s. Rachel lived from 1707 to 1747. His entire life was during the early 1700s. He said, look there, the length of the Golus, the Bitten Golus, based on his time, the Mikdash had been destroyed for close to 17 centuries. So, wow, that seems to indicate that they're right, that we've lost our status as Am Segula. Look, we've been out of our land. We've been based on Mikdash lists for almost 1700 years. And this Christian presentation will frighten the hearts of Jews who are not strongly rooted in honest, authentic emunah. Now, it's remarkable to think, by the way, he's going to respond to all these, it's remarkable to think how that has that point of fact has changed. And that point of fact of the Orach HaGolus did seem to be an indicator for many, many centuries. Christians are right. Look, we lost our status as Am Segula. It's not like we were gone for 7 years. We've been gone for hundreds and hundreds of years. And in equal measure, or even greater measure, the return of Kal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael and beginning to see so many of the positive who was fulfilled before our eyes has been a refutation of this approach. As a matter of fact, I believe the Rav speaks about in the famous drasha, the six knocks, Kol Do Yidofik, about the Gemara and Chagiga, Hayim and Beis. Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu cries the Mistarim privately. He's whatever that's a metaphor, but Kadosh Baruch Hu saddened by the loss of pride that resulted from the Churban, that continues to result from the ongoing Gullus. The Gemara says two different types of loss of pride: loss of Jewish pride. Pride of the Jewish nation, right? To hold their heads up high because they're downtrodden, we're not a people, we're the land. And the pride of Malchus Shaman, Kavaso Shal Malchus Shaman. What does that mean, the pride of the Jewish religion? So Rav explained, Rav Shechter will quote this often, that that speaks to this issue, that Christian doctrine held the Gullus, Churban, and the ongoing Gullus as the great proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected the Jewish people. They were no longer the Amunifkar, now they're the Amunifkar. And so that was the ongoing Churban had been for centuries a blow to the pride of the Jewish religion, because it seemed to indicate that the Judaism is wrong, Christianity is right. And that's why as soon after 1948, with the reestablishment of the State of Israel, the return of Jewish sovereignty to Israel, so that was a major theological problem for the Catholic Church, who immediately turned around and said, no, the Jews have modern Israel. They have Tel Aviv, they have Haifa, they don't have the biblical Israel. They don't have the old city of Yerushalayim, they don't have Beit Lechem and Hebron, Yericho. And that worked for 19 years until 67, when they took back all those places. And that's why the Catholic Church started pushing almost immediately for the internationalization of Jerusalem. Because having the old Siru Shalayim in Jewish hands is an ongoing akasha, one of the major legs of their doctrine. That's exactly what the Ramchal was writing 300 years ago. So he was writing close to 300 years ago. So he was writing, look, at this point, they have something. The history at that point seemed to indicate that they were correct. Yeah.
What about the Christians now that love Israel? What are they about?
So they're not Catholics. I don't want to get too deeply involved in differences, but the Christians who are very pro-Israel tend to be evangelical. Loosely speaking, is a particular sub-brand of Protestant Christianity, which is in many ways doctrinally very different from Catholics. Catholic Church are the ones who most strenuously supported this type of thinking. I'm not sure, but definitely not with the same twist. And that's it. Then finally, what's the fifth mistaken approach? Hadas Hachamishus. The fifth mistaken approach. Hidas Poshe Israel. The approach of Jews who wantonly reject Torah mitzvahs. Osam shayu makirim es konam umechavnim limrodbo. Those Jews who recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu and choose to rebel, choose to reject. Ka'amon, like King Amon, one of the wicked kings of the period of the Bais Rishon, who the Gemara understands said, quotes the Gemara in the Sanhedrin of Gimel, Parakel. My whole goal is to rebel. I know it's wrong, and that's what I'm trying to do. To willfully reject. They thought they could work against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could outmaneuver God and accomplish that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow them to accomplish. They thought in a, it's almost like a Greek way, sort of like imposing human emotions and human personality and human weakness on their image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They thought that we could anger Hashem lahachis kimisha machis chaver bakarcho. Like, you know, between two people, one can sort of force the other, incite the other to get angry. I want to have a nice, calm, happy day, and you press my buttons, you can manipulate me to a point where I'm gonna be irritated, upset, angry. You can do that to a person. So they thought they could, that in their own mind, they had shrunk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, you know, the divine, like a person, a more powerful person, but the personality, that's the way the Greeks definitely thought of all their gods, lowercase g, certainly with all the human limitations plus. Jealous and envious and insecure and angry and so. So that's Ramchal, once again, as in the previous paragraph, pointing out what's the subtlety underneath the whole idea of to be Rasha Lahachis, you're trying to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's pointing out the underlying assumption is that God, you know, is nitan to, you can make him angry. Like he's a person, you can poke him and press him and manipulate him until you get him going. Others thought they could use magic to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others engaged in trying to use some sort of mystical knowledge of the Malachim. Quotes of Medrash Eicha, there are those Jews who are telling you, oh yeah, I'm going to use my knowledge of Kishuf and I'm going to outwit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once destroyed, make sure it's been destroyed, well, I'll outwit it. That's fundamentally, as in the previous paragraph, a rejection of the notion of Achdus Habore, not just it's terrible that a Jew wants to rebel against Baruch Hu, but it's a rejection of Achdus Habore. In the previous paragraph, not only is it terrible they reject the notion of the theory of Israel, but a rejection of Achdus Habore because they're imposing all sorts of limitations on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just to recap very briefly, all the five ideas we just had, not just that they're incorrect and apikursos, but specifically a rejection of Yichud HaBore, specifically a rejection of the notion that Kadosh Baruch Hu fully runs the world. Version one, that Kadosh Baruch Hu delegated all his power to, you know, to Malachim or whoever, underlings who take care of stuff, and he's too transcendent to actually be involved in the world. So that first approach rejects the notion that Kadosh Baruch Hu is all powerfully managing the world. The second Ta'us was the notion of a good God and a bad God, so clearly neither one is fully powerful. Right? The third one, mistake, was the notion that of the watchmaker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe but no longer is involved, clearly a rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence. Omnipotence, omnipotence means fully powerful. The fourth one that we with which we started today, the notion of the Christian notion that we're no longer the chosen people, he says Ramchal is being mechadesh. Notice that at its core lies this idea that God had to reject us, even though he had promised that he wouldn't, but he had to because of our affairs. Again, a limitation on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, this fifth approach, the notion of a Jew who wants to be machis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rasha Lahachis, trying to aim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ramchal is pointing out that too is a rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence. You're saying, you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the person with the personality, with emotional insecurity, and I can play on him until you push the right buttons and I'll get him angry. I'm an insecure human being, you're an insecure human being, every human being has certain insecurities, but I don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here at the bottom of Oz Tezvah, of page Tezvah. Now that we have surveyed all the different mistaken notions, these five different ideas, all of which are not only generally Epicurus's, but specifically reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence. Omnam, here we are at the bottom of page Vav. However, in contrast to all of those five mistaken approaches, Hamamin beYichud umeivin meinyano, a Jew who believes in Yichud and understands the concept. That's very important. A pair of ideas. To believe in it, not just I subscribe to it, I'll say Hashem Echad, but I understand it. Maybe you know, I understand it deeply. And that goes back to the idea we were talking about earlier. Right? That blend for the Rishonim who believed in Chakira, the Rishonim who believed in the value of inquiry, philosophical inquiry. There's a blend, and I think we had quoted the Chovas HaLavavas and the Radak both understand that Pasuk in Divrei HaYamin, David's final instructions to Shlomo, the end of his life. Das Elokei Avicha, Vavdei B'Lev Shem Lev Nefesh Chafetza. He's Elokei Avicha, the God of your father. You know him b'masora, and you accept a priori. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time, you're going to build on that further. Das Elokei Avicha. Seek to know. Seek to understand. That's what we have here. Hamamin biyichud umeivin inyano. Sarach shiyamin shaKadosh Baruch Hu echad yach miyuchud. If you want to be a mamin, you have to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, unique, all powerful. What does that mean? She'ein lo moneo ma'akei klal. There is nothing that can hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. He has no limitations. Klal v'ikar. V'shum panim v'shum tzad. Absolutely no fundamental limitations whatsoever. Elohu levado Moshe abakal. Kadosh Baruch Hu is entirely in charge of the entire universe. And he says, now he's going to begin to respond to different points. Lo mi ba'i she'en rishus negdo chasushal. Not only that there's no other power that opposes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Whether it's a Zoroastrian, we spoke about a couple weeks ago, sort of like a parallel good God and bad God, the sort of idea that Yishayahu rejects, Yotzar Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzar and the Baruch HaShem. Or a classical Christian picture, sort of the upstairs, downstairs, it's God versus Satan. So again, let's get back in after that brief pause. Lo mi bai shem shus negdo chasham. Not only to be mamin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all powerful with no limitations whatsoever, as opposed to thinking that it's a good God and a bad God. Again, we're saying whether it's sort of these parallel good God, bad God of the Zoroastrian approach or the upstairs downstairs or like the asymmetrical Christian approach. Those are both utter kfira and utter avodah zarah. Not only does Mama Biyichu reject that, Elohu Atzmo Borei HaTov V'Hara. Not only is there no other power, but we recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all good and bad. Kina Kasav that pasuk Yishayahu. Yozer Ovar Choshech Oseh Shalom V'Borei Ra. Ani Hashem Oseh Kol Eila. Not only is there no other God, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is directly responsible for everything in this universe. It strikes us as good. It strikes us as bad. It strikes us as peaceful. It strikes us as evil. Light, dark. It's all from Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, so not only that we reject the notion of, I think I'm translating correctly, not only reject the notion of some other power, and instead we accept that Kadosh Baruch Hu will create everything, but further, we reject the notion that there's anyone else has sort of power given over by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein shum sar, v'lo shum koach she'ini. There's no second power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed the keys over to. Kamo shechash v'ovdei avodah zarah. And not only that, v'od, eshehu levado mashgiach al kol briyos hashgacha pratis. And moreover, we believe and we accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully aware of everything that all creatures are up to. Ein shum davar nolad ba'olam elmer tzonu miyadu v'lo b'mikra, v'lo b'tev v'lo b'mazel. Things that happen in this world are at his hands, are by his hand. Things that happen in this world are at the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not happenstance, it's not random, it's not just nature, it's not mazel, which we might translate as the rules of history. Elohu HaShofet Kol Ha'aretz V'Chol HaShebo. Hashem Baruch Hu judges the entire universe, all the constant universe. Goes there, kol sheyasa b'alyanim uvatachtonim. He decides what's going on in the upper spheres. He decides what's going on in this world. Atzov kol madrego shebechol habriya kuh. Here we're already talking Kabbalistic terminology. All the different layers and levels of the universe. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu is fully operating, fully managing all of it. Umeotzem yichud shlitaso, and the profundity, the great power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yichud shlitaso, the oneness of His control. And that's again a very important point that Rochal keeps driving home here. That Hashem Echad Yichud Borei means is one God. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is unique and totally in charge. Totally in charge. Otsem Yichud Shlitaso, the awesome magnitude of the oneness and the uniqueness of Kadosh Baruch Hu's control of the universe. She'ein Lo Shum Hechrechuk V'Yaklal, as Ramchal was alluding to before. There's nothing forces HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do anything or to not do anything. Chol Sidrei HaMishpat V'chol Chukim HaShachakak, all the rules, whether you mean the moral laws by which He judges us, or may also be referring to the physical laws of the universe, physics and chemistry and so forth, Kulam Tluim V'Ratzon Ho. They are laws and rules because that's what He wants, but they all depend on His continued desire that it be so. Lo Shehu Mruchah Bam Klal. He's not locked in by rules that are not up to Him. Kadosh Baruch Hu may have chosen to adopt certain patterns, and as long as He continues to want those patterns to be in place, they will be in place. But fundamentally, He's not bound by anything other than Himself. He's not bound by anything other than His own, His decisions. Hinei kisharotza, when He wants to, Mishabei Ritzono Kivayocha Lamase Bin Adam. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to, He can subordinate His desires to the action, His plan to the action of people. Ki inyan sheshaninu v'hakol lefi rov hamase. It all goes according to how people act. Interesting understanding that Mishnah Perkei Avos. B'kishu rotze eino choshes chol hamase. If He wants, He doesn't have to pay attention to actions. He can do good to whomever He wishes. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu can choose to adopt an approach of Schar V'Onesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu can choose to do good for those tzaddikim and dish out unfortunate situations to Rishon. And that's, again, that's that Mishnah Perkei Avos. Hakol lefi rov hamase. So we'll be treated according to how we act, or the preponderance of that. But that's because Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to do that. He could also choose otherwise. As he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chanasiyah Shasharachon, the Gemara says, Alpi She'enu Hogan. Turn up in a couple of weeks, Parshas Kisisa. If that person doesn't deserve it, Kadosh Baruch Hu may decide to do chesed for someone though it's utterly not deserved. I would happen to Schar V'Onesh. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision to adopt the Schar V'Onesh position. He can choose otherwise. Right, Ne'emar. This is a Pasuk in Iyov, a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Another pasuk in Yeshaya, Roshon can choose to raise our averus. That's in Zechariah. Umashvias avon harat teibiyam echad. Zos nechmasenu be'anyenu. That's a paraphrase of the pasuk. Zos nechmasi be'any. This is what comforts us in our suffering, in our spiritual impoverishment. Kilo amasenu yufko. Those chuseinu yamtin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not forced to wait for us to deserve. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not forced to make decisions based on how we act. Nor will He swap us for another nation because of our poor deeds. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the others in advance, my choice is that I'm going to keep Kol Yisrael Kol Panim. That's a notion of a shvu, the bris. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the others. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the Avos. That means that He decided this is the way it's going to be, and He informed the Avraham and Yaakov that I plan to keep Klal Yisrael forever. We don't deserve it. The Christian kasha, the Jews don't deserve it. That's right. Maybe Yitzhak didn't deserve it, but that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided He wants to keep His nation anyhow. He's not bound by Schar V'Onesh. Schar V'Onesh is a creature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu created. He can choose to adopt a different approach. Even if we don't deserve it, when the day when the time of Kadosh Baruch Hu was chosen for Geula comes, Akol Pami Yosheinu Vaday Ki Adon Kolhu Yachol Lasos Kein Kishehu Rotze. That's again part of the response to the Christian approach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not bound. We don't have to deserve it in order for Mashiach to come. And maybe we'll close. We'll close with this for now, and we'll leave a little bit of Siman Lamed Vav for next time. But just to develop for a moment that last line, right, he's been working through the last paragraph or so, working through and responding to each of the five tuyos, each of the five incorrect notions. And at this point, he's responding to the various of the five notions. So far, he responded to the first four. Responding to the Christian notion, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't forced to reject us, and Kadosh Baruch Hu can redeem us and give him a Mashiach even though we don't deserve it. But that's actually a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Sadechetz, where it points out based on Pesukim Yishayahu, that a stira from one word to the next, Yishayahu, whether Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Gula on time or in advance, ahead of schedule. Be'ita achi shema. On time, I'm going to rush it, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which one? On time, or is it rushed ahead of schedule? The Gemara says, depends whether we're Zoch or not. And if we're Zoch, if we earn our Mashiach, that will come as soon as we earn it. If we don't earn Mashiach, then he'll still come, be'ita. Whatever time of Kadosh Baruch Hu is, we call the case. Kadosh Baruch Hu has some time in mind, by which Mashiach will come. If we earn it earlier, we get it earlier. But if we don't earn it, we still get Mashiach from the kids. So that's the idea. That we don't have to deserve it. Zachu, achishana, lo zachu, be'ita. If we earn it, we're for zochah, gevaldik. As soon as it happens. But lo zachu, be'ita. Even if we're not zochah, it's still going to come. Be'ita, that's what he says. That is our rejection of the Christian approach. Richem, next week we will wrap up with the end of Siman Lama Vav, then we'll see where we're going from here. Thank you so much.
Question?
Sure.
If you can't, you know, say, oh, I'm going to make God angry because, you know, I can't attribute him to, like, an emotion, that's, you know, saying he's, like, a human. But, like, we always say, like, oh, you know, I'm going to make him really happy, I'm going to make him really proud, like, because, like, he loves us, like, he's our father and we're a son.
That's a great question. But those also are incomplete, imperfect human descriptions in human terms of divine reality. And every description of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is right. So it's not that, right, the same way we can't like poke and prick and irritate a Kadosh Baruch Hu until we force him to be angry, we also can't force him, you're right, in parallel, you cannot force him to be happy, you can't force him to be proud of us by doing this. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell us that this is how he would like us to lead our lives. And that in leading our lives the way he sketched out for us in Torah, we're doing what he wants, and he wants it for us. He wants it because we're going to ultimately become the greatest, most developed people that we could be in this world. But it's not right. You're right. It's not that. We're forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shepherd us. But the best human description, you know, all of our terminology is human, because all of our experiences have been with other humans. So our terminology is necessarily limited, that's true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can I just ask a second question?
Yeah.